Anger fairly describes the politics of North Carolina right now. It's also one of the states hard hit by Hurricane Matthew, and we'll get an update on recovery efforts in just a few minutes. There is a sense, though, that North Carolina is in play in 2016. Republican incumbent Richard Burr is running for his third term in what he says will be his last race. His opponent, Deborah Ross, who served 4 years in the North Carolina General Assembly, is running as an outsider in a race with lots of influence from outside money. Jeff Tiberi is Capitol Bureau Chief for North Carolina Public Radio in Chapel Hill. Welcome to The Takeaway, Jeff.
Hello, John.
How much is this race being viewed as a bellwether for control of the U.S. Senate?
It's one of the seats that is certainly in play. I think there are some, when you think about Marco Rubio and Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, there are one-term Republican incumbents who are, you know, in danger. Seats are in play. Then, of course, there's John McCain in Arizona, a five-term Republican incumbent where the seat is also in play. Burr's somewhere in the middle, maybe leaning more toward McCain in that he's been in the U.S. Senate for two terms. He was in the United States House for five terms prior to that. So we're talking about an incumbent who's been in Congress for 22 years, and this is somebody who, you know, based on an aggregate of recent polls, is up less than 2 points. So it's still leaning Burr's way, but this is very much in play, and it's, you know, a seat that very well could shape power in the U.S. Senate for the next 2 years.
And it comes in a year in North Carolina of very divisive politics, and we're getting some hint of that today. The GOP headquarters in North Carolina was firebombed over the weekend. Does that have anything to do with the sort of strident debate and anger that's taken place on social issues in North Carolina?
I think it definitely speaks to the acrimony, the divisiveness that is played out in recent months with the bill known as House Bill 2, the bathroom bill, and some of the controversy that has been born out of that. At this point, we don't know too much about the local office in Orange County that was firebombed over the weekend. Local, state, federal authorities are looking into it. But yes, a very contentious time here in North Carolina, as is, I think, the case with much of the country. Presidential race was very close in 08 and 12 here, expected to be very close again. A contentious governor's race. The Republican incumbent is in trouble at this point. And there are a number of other races that are, you know, competitive and contentious. And North Carolina is an interesting state in that it's growing. It's now the ninth biggest state in the country, more than 10 million people, and a lot of migration from elsewhere in the country, a lot of independents and unaffiliated folks. And that is, you know, influencing certainly the kinds of people that are voting here and the lean between right and left.
And huge cultural disparities. I mean, you get the Silicon Valley types in downtown Charlotte, and then you get the kinds of people that you see at Trump supporter rallies that you've seen in North Carolina. Are people in North Carolina overtly heeding calls for violence in the wake of an election of Hillary Clinton in the way that Donald Trump seems to be encouraging that sort of thing?
No, I have not heard that directly.
That's good to hear.
I think yes, it is very good to hear. There is a clear divide between urban and rural in this state. Urban areas are growing very quickly. Rural areas have not responded, have not really come back to anywhere near pre-recession levels in terms of, wage and employment and things like that. But no, we have not heard any violent rhetoric along those lines.
All right, then let's talk about the separation between the national race and the Senate race. Are there Democrats who are likely to vote for the Republican incumbent in North Carolina who might go for Hillary Clinton and vice versa on the down ticket sort of dilemma there in North Carolina?
That's the big question, and that's something that we probably won't know until November 9th, right? History tells us that North Carolina voters don't split federal tickets, meaning if they go one way for president, they go the same way for Senate. Every time there's been a presidential and Senate race here, they've gone either Republican-Republican or Democratic-Democratic going back to 1968. So history is on the challenger Deborah Ross's side. But as I mentioned a moment ago, Richard Burr has 22 years of experience here, so it's going to be interesting to see if she, Deborah Ross, gets enough support, if there's enough Hillary groundswell to help her unseat this longtime incumbent in North Carolina.
Something definitely to watch as the election returns come in from North Carolina on election night. Jeff Tiberi, thanks so much.
John, my pleasure.
Jeff Tiberi is Capitol Bureau Chief for North Carolina Public Radio.
The There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.